Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO and our host, Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, welcome to the program.
Dave, always good to be with you, and welcome to all of our listeners. I'm so glad you're with us today.
And Chuck, I'd like to get your opinion on an article that recently came out on Bloomberg. And the article basically states that as we're coming out of the worst recession since the 30s, one of the things that on the positive side is that Americans will be saving about 9% of their income, which is the highest since 1985. The downside is, according to this article, that that means that our complete recovery will take longer.
Well, Dave, it's a very interesting dilemma because economists know that because 70% of our economy is driven by consumer spending, that they want to get consumer spending rev back up. So when you see savings numbers start to increase, especially to this rate of up to 9%, they're very concerned that we're not going to experience a quick economic recovery. And that's exactly what the article is saying. However, this economist went on to say that we're going to see a lot less leveraged personal sector in the near future. Well, that's a big affirmation of biblical wisdom, because the Lord didn't want us to have an economy growing on a personally leveraged sector. And the citizens realize that they cannot keep borrowing and spending. And so we're coming to our senses, Dave, and this 9% savings rate is a huge, huge improvement. And I personally say, amen. I would much rather have a long, slow recovery than a very fast recovery on the backs of the consumers borrowing and spending more and more money. That's exactly what got us into the trouble. And this is an indication that we could come out of it as long as our federal policy mirrors this type of biblical wisdom of saving for the future. I think we have a potential for a long-term recovery.
Well, Chuck, that would be a great future to look forward to. And as a part of what we do on a monthly basis here is we bring somebody in from the outside who knows a lot more than we do about the economy, and our frequent guest Rusty Leonard will be here in just a moment. And for those of you who may not know Rusty, he is the founder and CEO of Stewardship Partners, an investment firm helping Christian investors align their portfolios with a biblically based worldview. Rusty and his wife Carol are active homeschoolers with their three children, and they reside outside of Philadelphia. Rusty will be joining us right after this. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll take a short break and be right back.
Want to learn how to make and manage money God's way, but you don't have time to read a book or participate in a Bible study? Then check out The Journey to True Financial Freedom, a live seminar presented by Crown Financial Ministries. It's fast-paced and life-changing. Invest just one day of your time in a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, and you can learn God's financial principles and practical ways to apply them for a lifetime. A trained instructor will teach you how to set priorities, develop a spending plan, eliminate debt, and more. You'll gain a deeper understanding of stewardship and faithfulness. If you're interested in attending a Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar, go to crown.org to find one in your area, or call 1-800-722-1976 and ask one of our friendly consultants to locate one for you. That's 800-722-1976 or online at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Rusty Leonard. Rusty, we're ready for an update for the month of October. Glad to have you back today.
Always a pleasure to be with.
Well, the stock market appears to be booming. Two straight 15% quarterly gains. Rusty, some people are saying the recession is officially over. What do you think? Is it premature?
No, not at all. I mean, it's pretty clear that the recession is at least over for now. The question now is, will we dip back into another one? But I think we've talked about back in June or July, I said I thought the recession was probably over at that time, and I still believe that's likely what the people who are in charge of deciding such things will ultimately decide, but it takes them a while to officially put their seal of approval on the end date of the recession. But it's over. It's just a question of, will it continue, or will we relapse into another recessionary period?
Well, I think that's what many people are concerned about. Noriel Roubini came out and said that this recovery has been too much, too soon, too fast, meaning the stock market increasing so exponentially. Do you agree with Roubini? Do you think that there's reason to be fearful that the stock market is going to sustain a recovery?
Well, certainly in the stock market, you should always be a little bit fearful. And after it's had a 60% move off the bottom like it has, then, yeah, there's even more reason to get your antenna up and be on the lookout for potential risks. But that doesn't mean that they're going to be realized. Frankly, the baseline conditions for a bull market are in place. We have low interest rates. We have a lot of liquidity flowing around the marketplaces. We have earnings recovering, and the economy's in a recovering mode. And so there's a lot of things in place that would suggest that the natural trend of stock prices, at least in the short term, would continue to be on the upside. But there are plenty of risks out there that could undermine all that.
Well, Rusty, doesn't unemployment play into that significantly? Because we're at a 26-year high, we're at 9.8%, and I know that jobs are typically a lag indicator, but how far do they have to lag before we have to admit that all the deficit spending just isn't creating any jobs? Because ultimately, we have to have jobs for there to be a real recovery, don't we?
Well, not exactly. I mean, you want to have the more jobs you have, the stronger the recovery will ultimately be. And frankly, we probably have a hard time. It would be an economic problem for us if we recovered too fast. So to a certain extent, a slow recovery in the economy is going to be a more favorable development than a fast recovery. A fast recovery would create higher interest rates, which would then cause all kinds of problems, both for our U.S. government budget deficit as well as for the economy overall, and could potentially put us right back into a recessionary format. So we actually don't want to see this economy recover too rapidly. We want to see a nice gradual path, and that means that people, unfortunately, are going to be, you know, the jobs numbers will ultimately improve, but it will probably be a slow grinding improvement rather than something where you wake up in 6 months or a year's time and realize that the unemployment rate's way lower, and everybody who wants a job can find one. It's probably going to be a while before that happens.
You know, Rusty, people that listen to our program are trying to make decisions about how to invest their money, and so many people went into a defensive mode over the past 18 months. Is it too late to go back into an offensive mode and start investing, reinvesting to ride out the rise in the stock market? Have people missed the uptick?
They certainly have missed the easy money. The big, and that's a big chunk of easy money that was made there. And we've been very fortunate at Stewardship Partners to have more than participated, you know, beat the indexes over that time using our biblically responsible investing approach. But I wouldn't counsel somebody who missed that to now jump in trying to, you know, go in with everything trying to catch up. I think it's probably going to be a bumpier path from this point forward. Doesn't mean it won't continue to rise, but no one should expect to see a 60% gain by this time, you know, 7 months from now, like we've seen in the last 7 months. You could easily see the market decline first. But it is true that it's safe to get back in the water to some degree. I would keep my expectations, you know, to kind of normal levels and be prepared for a continued bumpy ride. And I must say there's still some very serious risks out there that if our people who are making policy decisions, not just in our country but around the world, if they make the wrong decisions, these being central bankers and government leaders who are spending money in various ways, if they make the wrong decisions at the wrong time, we could find ourselves, you know, back in a pickle again before too long. So there are still great risks, and people should be well aware of that.
You know, speaking of wrong decisions, Rusty, I've said before that my position is that this current administration that is intent on raising higher taxes and having more regulation over the private sector is bad for business, it's bad for a long-term recovery, it's bad for job creation. Do you agree with that? I mean, you're saying if they make some bad decisions, I tend to take the position that they already have made those bad decisions.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you. That what you said was absolutely correct. If you get greater government involvement, you get less progress, you get less innovation, and therefore you get less job creation and less wealth creation for the nation overall. So it's not like if you continue down the path the administration has us on that you won't see a recovery. It's just that it won't be as optimal a recovery or as good a recovery or satisfying a recovery as if you went down a more capitalistic, small business oriented approach. And so that's very true. And I would definitely like to see, you know, better decisions being made. But I don't think it's something that would completely undermine the economy. However, the overspending that's going on right now, the lack of focus of this current administration on the real problem, which is too much government spending, which could cause the dollar to collapse and cause a whole bunch of other cataclysmic type situations. That's where the focus should be. Unfortunately, the Democrats have this huge advantage in the Senate, which is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime, if even that, advantage that they have, and they want to take advantage of that to put their kind of proposals through. And so they're focusing on those things rather than what the real issues are, which is the economy and jobs. And unfortunately, those are going to lead to some bad decisions that we'll pay the price for at some point.
Well, because of those decisions, because of that policy, Swiss economist Dr. Mark Faber recently said that he believes that capitalism in the West will fail completely in the next 10 years. He's concerned about the policy and the direction of this country. He thinks that it is in place and the damage is irreversible. Do you agree with him, Rusty?
Not entirely, no. Certainly there is a lot of things that are in place that are very disconcerting. There is still time to change that, but there's no indication that any of those things are being changed. There's also the issue that the difficulty you have with some of the things that Dr. Faber brings up is that it's in the distance. It's not going to happen probably tomorrow. It's probably not going to happen at all to the extent that he talks about it. But there are definitely difficulties on the horizon. When you spend way too much money and you lose the faith of those people who are buying your bonds that you need to sell in order to sustain your activities, your overspending, trouble happens. And, of course, we're moving closer and closer to that every day.
Well, Rusty, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Money Life.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Our guest today is Rusty Leonard. And Rusty, thank you for providing an update on the economy this month of October. And many people believe that the market is about to start on the other side of the curve, headed downward, and that it's just risen too quickly, too soon. But you're not quite so sure. You believe that it may stabilize and there is the possibility for sustained growth.
Yes, there's definitely that possibility, but again, the market is going to be much more volatile than the economy. So if you break those two into two separate pieces, the economy looks like it's on the verge, if not already well into the early parts of an economic recovery. The question is how strong that recovery will be. We think it'll be kind of moderate, but initially, in the initial phases, it's probably going to be very strong just because of technical corrections to inventories and things like that. After we get past that over the first couple quarters, it's probably going to slow down to a more moderate pace, which is necessary. We don't want it to grow too fast or it will cause additional problems for us. The stock market, of course, is much more volatile. It'll see things that don't exist and react to that and then go up and go down and maybe go too high and then go too low. But the conditions for the stock market right now are actually pretty positive. We can avoid some of the potholes, and there are many that are out there, but if we can stay on the path that we are now with low interest rates, low inflation, good corporate earnings, and a recovering economy, that's a recipe for continued movement upward in stock prices, but it'll be nowhere near as fast as what we've seen in the last 7 months.
Well, Rusty, many people are concerned because of the idea that government has a printing press and they're creating fiat money. Explain what fiat money means, and do you believe that we would be much better off by returning to the gold standard?
Well, yeah, let me just talk about that. There's no solution that's perfect for the situation of money creation and what's best for the economy. If you go to the gold standard, there are certainly a lot of benefits to that. And one of the biggest benefits is that it's a fixed amount of money that can go out into the system, essentially. And so it's very much a non-inflationary type of monetary system. You're locked into it. You have a discipline of the gold that you have in your vaults holding you to account, essentially, so that you can't go and overspend and act like a crazy drunken sailor. So, with all apologies to drunken sailors. And so that's a a lot of people like that. On the other hand, it constricts you. If you have a sensible group of economic policymakers, it constricts them from taking the appropriate decisions to kind of smooth economic changes and ups and downs in the economic cycle if they're constrained by lack of flexibility that a gold standard brings. So there's not a perfect answer, and we've tried lots of different systems, and we've tried the gold standard in the past, and we've tried the current standard. What is really needed is benevolent dictators who are in charge of that money supply, so that they make wise decisions and don't go overboard at any given point in time. And that's a pretty hard thing to find too. So we're always kind of stuck in these situations. Right now, the gold standard seems much more appealing because we obviously have gone too far in the one direction with overspending. We need to bring that back in. We need to rein that back in. So something akin to the gold standard or the gold standard itself, for the moment, would probably be a better solution than what we're using.
Well, Rusty, it's obvious that we are experiencing a time of great vulnerability. We are vulnerable to the policy makers at the Federal Reserve, at the federal government level. We're vulnerable to the decline of the value of the American dollar. In fact, many people have been saying that the American dollar is going to be replaced as the currency of choice on the global scene, and that we are looking at holding wealth in forms of dollars that are going to completely collapse. Let's be real practical with our audience. What do you think they need to do on an individual basis to hedge against this vulnerability? And what do you think that our listeners need to do to speak up about the policies that are being implemented that do erode the foundational wealth of this country, which is the U.S. dollar?
Well, let me first just agree with you. The biggest risk that we face right now is the erosion in the value of the dollar. Most people's homes are valued in dollars. If they own a business, it's valued in dollars, and they can't escape that. That's what the wealth of that they've built up over time is denominated in something that could crumble. And so even though their house is fine, if it's valued in dollars, their wealth could decline as a result of a problem with the U.S. dollar. It's the biggest threat right now out there, so it is the thing to focus on. What we're doing in our portfolios for our clients is, of course, we're getting into what are generally referred to as hard assets, so more in the precious metals, a little bit more in oil, things that would retain their value even if the dollar declined because they are of some worth on a global scale to somebody someplace. We're also moving money overseas, so we have more stocks that are denominated in foreign currencies versus currencies in the U.S. dollar. So those are some of the practical things. You just want to move as much as you can into other currencies and things that would benefit from a declining dollar. Now, the fact that we're even having this conversation is bad, right? Because people are doing this, and you're seeing on television advertisements for gold, and everybody's thinking the same way because we're recognizing that our politicians have gone astray and are putting the dollar at risk. The politicians, unfortunately, haven't recognized it yet themselves. They don't react until there's a disaster and staring them in the face. So we need to, as citizens, get in their face as fast as we possibly can, call your congressman, and express great alarm over the fiscal spending policies of our country, and just acknowledge them and say, listen, you're going to get thrown out of office by me and my friends if you do not get this straightened out right now. It's really a very critical thing to be doing, and I would urge every citizen to get involved in that process and to make the government aware that you're willing to take a little bit of pain in order to preserve the value of the currency and your wealth, essentially your wealth, over the long run.
Well, Rusty, you're giving straight biblical advice. We have to diversify. The Lord has told us that from the beginning of time, that we should be diversified, that we should be free from any external master by being out of debt as much as possible. And we should also speak up and make our opinion known. And you're really not making a political statement as much as you're saying all parties that are responsible for federal policy and monetary policy need to be held accountable. I couldn't agree with you more. Rusty, thanks for being on our program today. Always great to have you.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you as well.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you that in 10 short weeks you could decrease your debt, increase your savings, and strengthen your relationships while growing spiritually? Sound too good to be true? Well, all of these results are being reported by thousands who have completed the Biblical Financial Study from Crown Financial Ministries. This 10-week study teaches you more than practical principles about managing money. It focuses on the life-changing truth of God's Word. Individuals are being transformed as they learn proven biblical principles and how to apply them to their finances. To find a biblical financial study group in your area, go online to the My Crown section of crown.org. And if there's not a Crown 10-week biblical financial study already planned in your area, consider starting one. To find out how, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, it's always good to hear you and Rusty kind of go toe-to-toe on some items. You do see eye-to-eye on most things, but there are some things that you and he disagree on.
Well, Dave, I always enjoy having Rusty as a guest, and I hope our listeners are blessed by his incredible advice. He is an accomplished expert in the field of investing, and he volunteers his time to be our guest to keep us informed on where this economy is headed. And I think it's just a huge blessing to us. But one of our big differences is I think Rusty is a perpetual optimist, and I tend to be a little more to the middle. But he admitted that he believes that there's plenty to be concerned about right now. And I hope as you listen that you develop a sense of urgency to get your personal house in order. You know, it reminds me of a couple of guys sitting in a house looking out the window and saying, wow, that fire is coming really, really close. Look, it seems to be picking up steam. Oh, no, wait, it's dying down. Oops, no, the wind has changed. It's coming back at us. Well, what would you do if you were the person in that same neighborhood thinking, wow, they're talking about that fire coming to my house? Well, you would get outside and probably put some water around the foundation or do something to prepare for the potential that very devastating consequences could be in the future. So we're not predicting that it's going to be all bad or it's going to be all good, but we are saying get your house in order. The wise man heeds warning, heeds danger, and takes action. Get out of debt. Save for the future. Diversify your portfolio into the things that will be insulated against a very strong likelihood that inflationary pressures are on their way. I hope you'll take Rusty's advice and that you will do something about it.
Well, Chuck, later this week, you have a couple of important events that are happening around the country. Tell us about what these events are.
Dave, I am so excited to be traveling to Orlando, Florida on Thursday, October 15th. And then the following day, I'll be in Dallas, Texas with the ministry, and we're going to be premiering in local theaters Abraham and Isaac. And we want all of our listeners to come and join us. I'd love to meet you in person and to have the opportunity to premiere with you one of our six new short films. I can't wait, Dave, and I hope our listeners will take the opportunity to come out and join us.
Well, once again, this Thursday, just a couple days from now, we'll be in Orlando, Florida at the Regal Waterford Lake Stadium 20 Theater. And then the very next day, Friday the 16th, we'll be in Dallas at the AMC Grand 24 Theater. You can find out all the specific information at crown.org. Just scroll down, find the Money Life radio banner, and click on the related content for today's program. Also, we'd like to remind you that the seating is on a first-come, first-served basis, so be sure you show up early. Again, that's crown.org for the film events this Thursday and Friday in Orlando and Dallas. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.